随着神韵艺术团在北美各地的成功上演，票房亮丽，神韵盛名犹如滚雪球一样迅速传到了社会的各个角落。犹他州最著名和富庶的滑雪圣地，2002年冬奥会的滑雪比赛主场公园市，今年首次迎来了神韵演出，请看当地的报道。
虽然城市人口只有不到8000人，但公园市以其得天独厚的地理条件孕育了众多世界级的滑雪明星，并每年吸引来自世界各地约60万的游客前来滑雪度假。24号，美国神韵国际艺术团的到来为这个著名的滑雪圣地增添了一道美丽的风景。这是神韵首次来公园市演出，精湛的表演让西方观众倾心不已。曾是犹他州芭蕾舞团专业演员的 Tisha 表示。
I just wish we had some of those in our ballet company. They are just wonderful. It has such beautiful movements and flow and, you know, rhythm and just moves in all directions with beautiful colors. I love the backdrop that's just interactive with the dancers. It's just fascinating. I've never seen anything like that before.
Brian 在第一眼看到神韵的介绍传单，就立刻被她的美丽所吸引。
It's beautiful but very descriptive and very graceful. Something that we are not used to very much here. A great exposure to a different culture. The backdrop would catch the attention, but the gracefulness of the performers would outshine that very easily. And everyone was, the motions were so much in coordination. It was unbelievable.
有观众表示一直在期盼着这场演出。
It was fantastic. I really did enjoy it. I've been looking forward to seeing this show for so long.
特意开车2小时前来观看表演的 Pat 感到庆幸。
And I'm thinking how blessed I am when I see things like this. That just look at the picture there. I mean, it's just life and health and beauty and gentleness. I think that is one thing I'm really impressed with is the gentleness of your country. I went to the most fantastic production you would ever see, and you didn't go, you missed out.
新唐人记者张亮、安琪，美国犹他州公园市采访报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在犹他州的第二场演出，给当地想要了解中国文化却又无处寻觅的民众带来了希望。请看本台来自犹他州公园市的报道。
夜幕降临后的公园市气温非常低，尽管如此，还是阻挡不了这里的居民前来观看神韵的热情。曾获犹他州跆拳道黑带冠军武馆馆主 Kago 先生，他表示中国古典舞让他学到了很多。
I actually was impressed with the fan dances when they the Imperial Guard, you know, and what they did. I did not know you could do that much with a fan. It was impressive. I was amazed.
这一家八口人一起来观看，他认为这是一家人相聚最好的时光。
It covered.Almost 5,000 years of history with a lot of music, beautiful, melodious music, and also the costumes and the dancers. Oh, it was unbelievably good.
在犹他大学任教芭蕾舞的 Maggie 特意带正在学习中国文化的女儿前来欣赏，两个人都乐在其中。
The costuming is amazing. I think we both have enjoyed that, and the fans. And she keeps saying she wants a fan like the ones in the show. But they just leave such a lasting image in your brain, even beyond when the dance is over, you're still thinking about what you've just seen.
Rodney 先生虽然从未去过中国，却对这个古老的文化有种说不出的向往和热爱。演出让他圆了中国梦。
I pretty much knew most of Monkey King and a lot of different history and stuff of Chinese from the Song Dynasty to the Qin Dynasty to all the different facets of it. I like it all.
美国神韵国际艺术团礼拜六在犹他州的两场表演圆满结束，他们之后将到西雅图演出。新唐人记者张亮、安琪，犹他州的采访报道。
神韵第六次莅临享有翡翠之城美誉的西雅图， 2月7号，美国神韵国际艺术团在西雅图的首场演出好评如潮。请看本台记者的现场报道。
神韵国际艺术团在2月7日把西雅图观众带入了中土大地，中华五千年神传文明在西雅图的麦考厅再度呈现。
泰翠克·布恩斯是一位社会活动家，神韵的舞蹈让他惊叹得无法言语。
Momentum and torque and twist, and I am impressed by the fragility of each person on stage.
I thought it was absolutely fabulous. The music, the costumes, the dancing, it was top drawer. It was very good.
在看完神韵所诠释的中华文化后，约翰·卡森警察表示，神韵无法在中国上演是一种罪恶。
What amazed me is this show can't be shown in China. That to me is criminal. Everybody should see it. I mean, it's Chinese culture. Why can't they see it? I mean, it's wrong. Hopefully someday that'll change.
尼班克先生表示，他最喜欢的节目是《选择》，看到故事主角选择站在正义与良知的一方。
Well, the idea of redemption, of an evil that's in the world, and we find that we can overcome it and be more of ourselves.
神韵在西雅图将在2月8号进行最后一场演出，想要一睹神韵风采的观众朋友们请勿错过。这里是新唐人记者润君前章西雅图采访报道。
热爱艺术的西雅图居民观看完2月8号神韵国际艺术团在西雅图的最后一场演出，观众被演员完美的艺术表现所感动，纷纷表示明年还要再来。
莎娜·何曼是西雅图安提大学附学术院院长，她说每个演员都给了她一份礼物。
I feel inspired. I feel honored to have seen it. I feel gifted. Like every one of the performers gave me a gift. Because...They told stories. It was as though their hearts were in their dancing and their singing.
他表示神韵让他更了解中国五千年文明的优美与内涵。
I would tell them that the show both tells stories about China, that are ancient and beautiful, and also tells stories that maybe we don't hear so much about what's happening now.
海伦·雅姆是一位牙医师。他赞叹神韵演员展现的高超技艺。
They're very talented. They made the flips look very easy. But we know that it's very hard.
观众们也表示神韵演出是最棒的艺术盛宴。
We're really enjoying the backdrops and the way they bring in the different natural landscape of China into the dance. It's beautiful, beautiful.
I think it's just a feast for the senses. I love the costumes. I love the colors.And also the fact that all of the performers, they're so, everything is perfect. They're the same height. It's just feast for the eyes.
新唐人记者润君前章西雅图采访报道。观看神韵国际艺术团2月8日在西雅图的最后一场演出，观众被女高音歌唱家优美激荡人心的歌声所打动。请看报道。
Soprano was unbelievable. I really liked it. You could actually feel the emotion in your chest when she was hitting those high notes. It was quite beautiful.
在观看神韵演出后，微软电脑工程师比尔·琼斯除了对女高音歌唱家的赞赏，也表示歌词所表达的意义非凡，传递真相。
You know, there seems to be a lot of symbolism that I think a lot of shows, you know, in America or maybe from other European cultures kind of miss a little bit that they're capturing here in this show, in Shen Yun.
华盛顿州公务员强森女士在听完了女高音歌唱家演唱后感动落泪。
The soprano made me cry.I'm a singer myself, and so just to hear her, it was just amazing. The power of her voice, just for such a little person to have all of that passion come out of her mouth was breathtaking.
神韵精彩的演出令强森女士赞不绝口。
It was my first time coming to the show. It was very exciting. To embrace another culture was very heartwarming.It was just very refreshing. It was exciting. I loved it.
新唐人记者润君前章西雅图采访报道。
作家瑞杰娜·哈克特观看了2月7日在西雅图中心麦考厅的神韵国际艺术团的演出后，不仅惊叹于高科技天幕的神奇，更深深地感受到了神韵展现的是真正的中华文化。
I loved it. It was innovative, beautiful, simple, harmonious, and very skilled. I'd never seen the backdrops open up like that, to include characters coming down out of the sky who then become the dancers. That has to be timed so perfectly. I thought it was beautiful.
瑞杰娜·哈克特在感佩神韵天幕不可思议的同时，还表示神韵演出中的现代故事让她印象深刻。
And I like the contemporary pieces. I thought the tribute to Falun Gong, you know, the piece about meditators in the park being attacked by the police. And yet it took it to another level, a spiritual level. So you can have, even in the face of such injustice, you can find some radiant peace inside you and be strong. And I thought they did that quite beautifully. Because this is not an angry show.Even though there's so much injustice, this is a show that says Chinese culture is very old and rich.
最后他说神韵展现的丰富历史内涵让他看到真正中国人的美。
This show has a big, rich sense of history, and we are artists now. And the Chinese Communist Party does not represent the Chinese people.And so you're representing the Chinese people with beauty. And that's great.
新唐人记者任君前章西雅图采访报道。